Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. Today's question is from Ashley, who asks, when do you start letting kids have sleepovers? I think this is an extremely personal question, right? It certainly depends on your kid, and it's hard to put an age on it because it can vary widely based on your comfort level and your child. So I'm going to say, not before grades that have numbers in them, like first or second or third grade. And here are the factors that you should consider. You definitely should have had already, or your kid should have had, a successful sleepover at grandma's or a cousin's. It doesn't have to be at a classmate's house, but your kid should have been able to successfully sleep at somebody else's house without you having to go get them at midnight, speaking as someone who has been there. For younger kids, definitely, if you want to try this and you're ready to do it, have it at your house first if you've never had it at somebody else's house. And in our case, we started pretty small. I remember my daughter, her first sleepover was at about 8 years old, and we had two kids come over. One or two kids is plenty when they're 8 years old. We started early. That's another good tip for sleepovers for younger kids. Have the kids come at like 5:30 or 6 so they can run around and make pillow forts. They're in their pajamas by 7 or 7:30. They've watched a movie. Like, they're tired by 10 or 11, and they are perfectly happy to go to bed if they feel like they've had a night. I have another good tip, which is if you have a younger kid who's really excited about the idea of a sleepover, but you don't want to do it yet, one option is to do a sort of sleepover birthday party, sort of sleepover in the daytime. My son did this in first grade. He was a little bit more of an anxious kid, not totally ready for a sleepover yet. And he had all of his friends come over, boys and girls in first grade, in their pajamas. And we had a afternoon sleepover. We popped popcorn. We got sleeping bags out and they lay on the floor and watched a Christmas special. They did this, and they were in their pajamas and just thought it was the most delightful thing. And the part where you don't have a kid, knocking on your bedroom door and crying that you need to call their mom to come get them did not happen. So I loved that. And everybody, all the kids, they really just want to see each other in their pajamas and eat popcorn. That's really the tail wagging the dog here. If you have grade school or middle schoolers, of course, they want to have sleepovers. That's all fun. Everybody's doing it. My most important advice here is take the phones. Take the phones definitely when you're going to bed and saying goodnight. And if possible, when you get there, you can make a ritual out of it. We're going to drop off our phones. We're just going to be together because, well, two reasons. The first one is you will have six kids sitting on your couches staring at their phones instead of talking to each other. But more importantly, the Google searches and video watching that can go on after midnight. Let's just say that most of us, including 11 and 12-year-olds, don't make great decisions as to what they're looking at on their phones after a certain hour of the night. I think your mileage may vary, but you'll know when your kid is ready for a sleepover, when they've successfully separated from you in other ways, and I think it's okay to start small and do the daytime sleepover birthday party first. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.